Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Naomi Jackson.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games, and welcome, Nom.
This week, Performers Union SAG-AFTRA secures a deal with game companies in the US, publisher Krafton and Subnautica 2 developers clash after the game is delayed to next year, and of course, a new Sims 4 expansion breaks the game, but us sickos will just say yes, please. Here's the news for Sunday, 13th of July. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
After 11 months, the video game actor strike has ended as a new agreement has been reached between Union SAG-AFTRA and various gaming companies, including Activision, Insomniac, and EA. The terms of the interactive media agreement include increased performer compensation, including overtime rates, better health and safety measures, and protections against AI, which was a big focus of the strike. These protections will include consent and disclosure requirements for AI digital replica use, ensuring performers receive payments for use of digital replicas made from their performances, higher compensation from the use of chatbots, and payments when their performances are used in future projects.
The contract was approved effective immediately, with 95% of participating union members voting in favour. Interestingly, they also specify what happens when performers pass away. So if a performer gave consent when they were alive, that consent will continue to be valid after death unless specified otherwise at the time of initial consent. If the performer has passed at the time the employer seeks consent, they have to go to their estate or authorised representative, and if the authorised representative can't be found, then consent can be provided by the union.
It's so convoluted workarounds when we could just not do this at all. Just don't bring people's, you know, voices back after they die. That it shouldn't be that hard.
And this seems like a direct response to James Earl Jones in the virtual Darth Vader from Fortnite, which the union responded to during the strike. It's exciting to see many people celebrate this agreement. It's a massive win for the video game industry.
Are you certain whatever you're doing is worth it?
Okay, Kyle, get ready for this because it's about to get dramatic. Krafton, the publisher who acquired Subnautica 2 developers Unknown Worlds, has pushed back the game until 2026, with some alleging that this was done just to avoid a massive US $250 million bonus, and it's all played out on Reddit. Subnautica founders Charlie Cleveland and Max McGuire and CEO Ted McGill were fired by Krafton, with Cleveland calling the events of the week quite a shock, and saying that Subnautica 2 was ready to go into early access. Krafton responded with a post in r/games. They list some allegations, opening with the line, "Inevitable leadership change driven by project abandonment, despite holding 90% of earnout for themselves." This statement alleges that when they bought the Unknown World studio, on top of the purchase price, they allocated approximately 90% of the up to $250 million earnout compensation to the three former executives, with the expectation that they would demonstrate leadership and active involvement in the development of Subnautica 2. Krafton alleges this didn't happen, as that leadership team abandoned their responsibilities, such as working on other film projects and delays in the project, from its originally planned launch of early 2024.
Because all good stories need a kicker, Cleveland jumped back onto r/Subnautica to confirm that they will be suing Krafton, disputing the claims made by the company and that their plan was always to share the bonus with their staff, as they did when the company was acquired in 2021. As it hits the court, all the details will become public, and I'm sure it's going to be a messy one. Subnautica fans are already up in arms about what has happened. I wonder if this will settle before it gets too out of hand, so it doesn't impact Subnautica 2 before release. But I wouldn't hold my breath. Get it? Because I'm underwater. I'm subnautical. There's a lot to take in. Make sure you check out all the show notes.
Blub, blub.
Call of Duty World War II was quickly taken off the Microsoft store last week after PC players were hacked after playing the game. Users have shared clips on social media of people taking control of their computer, with one clip posted by streamer Rio showing the game freezing, the command line and text box window appears, and desktop wallpaper changes. The text box warns Rio that they had been RC'd, which refers to remote code execution vulnerabilities, where a hacker plants malware that allows them to run malicious code and take control of a device, which is very spooky.
That's so scary. Call of Duty posted on social media that the game was taken offline while they investigated reports of an issue, but they haven't confirmed why or what has happened. However, TechCrunch has reported that apparently different versions of the game were added to Microsoft's store and Game Pass, which has an old flaw that has been patched on other versions of the game. The game is still playable on Steam, Xbox, and other platforms right now. Only those who access the game through Microsoft's storefront or Game Pass have been impacted. The long-awaited Enchanted by Nature expansion pack for The Sims 4, which returns fairies to the franchise, has caused some problems with the associated surprise update. Players who loaded up the game hoping for the promised glass walls and plant roofs were thrust down the rabbit hole of broken gameplay. The worst of which, the ability to drag trash and dirty dishes into a sink or bin, was completely broken. Now, anyone who plays The Sims knows those absolute monsters are not going to clean up after themselves, leading to some real stinky lots.
Other bugs included items from the most recent expansion pack becoming unplaceable, gnomes moving around on their own, creepy, and removal of the take a pregnancy test option for a potentially knocked up Sim. So they'll just get a nice surprise at some point, I guess.
Yeah, in 3 days.
3 days. That's the gestation period for a Sim, is it? Not.
Yep.
Well, they don't. I don't mess about. The Sims team put a message out on Discord to let players know the bugs were being investigated and had the bugs fixed by July 10th for the release of the new pack.
Honestly, I'm really unsurprised by this. Sims 4 is well known for major bug problems. I have like 800 hours or so logged in the game, and I reckon at least 300 of those have been loading screens and error messages.
So what, 10 out of 10, 100% would recommend then?
Absolutely every time. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out Monday is Arashi Gaiden, a turn-based action stealth game with a great throwback pixel art style. If you like old-school beat-em-up arcade games, this could be the one for you. That's out on PC on the 14th.
Dawn Apart is releasing in early access on the 15th. It's an isometric space colony sim where you build massive factories across voxel landscapes with some corporate rebellion in the mix. Grab it on PC on Tuesday.
Also out Tuesday is the cozy train automation sim Super Loco World. It's got a great cartoony art style and looks super chill. Grab that on PC on the 15th.
Next up is Eric's Home, The Stolen Dream. It's a beautifully animated, isometric, narrative stealth game. Seriously, this game looks stunning. Check it out when it releases on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation, also on Tuesday.
Out on the 17th is one our executive producer Gianni got early access to and has been absolutely loving, The Drifter by Aussie indie studio Powerhoof. It's a modern point-and-click adventure with a fantastic retro style. Keep an eye out for Lightmap, our interview show. We've got a new interview this week with Dave Lloyd from Powerhoof, which will drop before you grab The Drifter on PC on the 17th.
And finally, it's the main attraction, the big release of the week or even the month. It's Donkey Kong Bonanza. This ape needs no introduction and is basically the reason Kyle might finally go in on the Switch 2. That's out this Thursday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name's Naomi Jackson.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
We know you love our podcast, so why not become a monthly backer on Ko-fi? Your support lets us keep making our shows, and it's easy to do. Head to sifter.com.au/support, where support starts from just $1 a month. That link again is sifter.com.au/support, or check the show notes.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kat Jani, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Naomi Jackson, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. Mitchell is senior producer and video editor, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Drop Rate. We're bringing you another speedrun. This time we're digging into the prequel, Doom: The Dark Ages. You've got a shield, you've got a melee weapon, you've got the anger of all the previous games, but this Doom game has something a little bit different. In fact, something pretty different to all the Doom games you would have played before. That's right, it's got a story. You'll find out what happens to the history of the Night Sentinels. You'll find out about the demons of hell and the Khans, and all of that wrapped up in a heavy metal cover of a video game. Is it as good as the previous games? What does it change? Well, you can find out more by listening to Drop Rate on your favorite podcast player, on Pocket Casts, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or you can head to our website, sifter.com.au, to read a full written review.